Item 728.
Establish a construction excise tax to fund affordable housing initiatives from an inclusionary housing fund.
Mr. Zaltzman, any comments before we vote, or do you want to wait till?
Mayor, I have an amendment. I understand we're putting an emergency on it.
Okay. So let's take up the amendment, please.
So, colleagues, let me hand down the amendment, which has been discussed with your offices. We've had testimony and interest on the council looking at the question of brownfields and whether there should be an appropriate exemption. It became clear to us in our review of this matter that it's too complicated an issue to resolve at this stage of the proceeding. As we learned, there are good brownfields and bad brownfields. There's all kinds of geographical issues and other concerns. So in lieu of proposing an outright exemption or a flexible process to determine whether an exemption is warranted, my amendment would simply direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, working with the Bureau of Development Services, to monitor this tax and to effectively come back to council within a year with any recommendations. To the extent we've identified that the tax is a barrier to our rather ambitious brownfield remediation program, then the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability would give council options for how to mitigate that, which would include an exemption. And so I offer this as an amendment.
Okay, is there a second? Further discussion of the amendment? Roll call on amending the item.
Oh, can I have one question?
Sure.
So your last sentence says the Bureau shall present council with options to mitigate those impacts. Do you mean the Housing Bureau? Or
I'm sorry, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
Planning Sustainability.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good call.
The original Bureau mentioned in the amendment. Okay. Okay, roll call on the amendment, please.
Thank you, colleagues. I know there are some that want us to go much further and others that are skeptical of us even putting our big toe in the water on this one. But I think the in light of the substantial reliance that we've placed on brownfield remediation as a part of our comp plan and the economic opportunity analysis, I think it is important that we make sure that this does not become a further barrier to achieving the rather ambitious goal we have for converting brownfields to productive use. And this gives us an opportunity to revisit this later when we have some historical experience with this particular CET. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Fritz.
Yes, thank you for working out that compromise. Aye.
Aye.
Hales.
Okay, and now on the item as amended, roll call.
And did you want to add some kind of an emergency
call? Sorry, yeah. You right.
But before we do that, Commissioner, I remember if we did it as an emergency, it would go into effect like right now, so we would have to call the permit center to have them do it right now. So I'm wondering if we want a second amendment to say that the implementation date is July 1st. So that you have a time, so you give your staff time to figure it, to get it down.
Yeah, well, the effective date is intended to be August 1st.
It still is?
Yes. Mayor?
It's August, yes, Ben.
Mayor, this is a revenue-raising measure, and it cannot be adopted as an emergency.
Okay, great.
So it needs to pass the second reading.
But okay. It'll still be going into effect on August 1st, right? Is that was that your intent, Commissioner Salzman?
If we pass it as is, it goes into effect August 1st, right?
If you passed it as is next week, it would go into effect before August 1st, yes.
It's on second reading today.
Yes.
We can't pass it today?
You just amended it.
Because we amended it?
Because it's been amended, now it needs to pass again.
But if it goes to a second reading tomorrow, it still meets the August 1st deadline?
You would need to pass it to next week because the charter requires you to pass it over. And then it would still go into effect before August 1st.
Okay. All right, so then this is carried forward for second reading next week. Right?
Thank you.
Okay.